What does possibility mean to you?
That's a hard question.
Something that you can strive for.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
You're confident in yourself and you believe in yourself. Stuff that you could achieve.
I feel excited. Anything is possible when you're more confident.
Shoes are a huge part of that. They are the most important part of my style.
You can like express yourself
in the right shoes.
Anything is possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Why are more women than ever choosing Natural Cycles? The hormone-free, side-effect-free way to take control of your fertility. Natural Cycles is a birth control app that uses your temperature to find your fertile window. It is more than a basic cycle tracking app. Natural Cycles is the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app, and has helped millions prevent and plan for pregnancy naturally. Save 15% when you sign up today with code RADIO15. Learn more at naturalcycles.com.
Final hour of the Friday show here on News Radio 930 WBEN. It's Joe Beamer with you. We are talking, obviously, continued coverage of the coronavirus. Just to let you know, 3 o'clock, President Trump addresses the nation on coronavirus. Also, if you were planning on watching some sports this weekend, well, as you know, they've been pretty much canceled. I think I'm going to find a good show to binge watch on one of these streaming services. If you have a suggestion, 3930, I will take that. And let me know how you're spending your weekend. You know, pretty much everything canceled. Probably want to practice good social distancing. So what will you be doing? As Howard Simon said, some board games will be brought out, and they will probably be binge-watching. Again, a minor inconvenience, but it could save a lot of lives. And for me, personally, I've mentioned, was supposed to be in New York this weekend. You know, I could go to New York and nothing happened, but why take that chance? And I think, you know, the quicker we all just take that minor inconvenience and practice better hygiene, practice social distancing, heed to the warnings, the quicker we can contain this and get back to life as normal. Now, the governor did address coronavirus a few minutes ago. I've got a few clips to play for you, and then we'll get back to the calls. First, it's Governor Cuomo talking about closing or not closing schools.
They have our guidance. Our guidance is this. If you have a child who tests positive in your school, the school must close for 24 hours so we can disinfect the entire school. And then during that 24-hour period, we will talk to that local school district, find out the facts and circumstances, and make a decision. Any superintendent can decide to close their schools. Many have. It's a local decision. It's not a state decision. The only mandate we have is if you have a positive child, you must close for 24 hours. But you have many school districts that are closing for one reason or another. To do mass closings of schools is not without consequence. Schools also run food programs for many students. You close schools, now what do you do with those children who are home all day? You close schools, you now have parents who can't go to work. You have parents who are working in healthcare facilities who can't go to work. So it's not that easy.
All right, so it'll be up to the districts. It is a district decision. And yes, I think that is the right decision by the governor. Now, here is what the governor had to say on fear.
This is about senior citizens, a vulnerable population, people with existing respiratory illnesses. This is about nursing homes, senior assisted facilities. That's really the focus. I know everybody is anxious. Michael's exactly right. You look at the news, you get anxious. 80%. Look at the numbers. We have facts. We have facts where this virus has been tracked since the first case in China. Johns Hopkins does daily numbers. Over 120,000 cases. We know just how many people have had the virus, how many people have recovered. So if you know the facts defeat fear in this case. I understand the anxiety, but we also have to be realistic about what we're dealing with.
Okay, so again, take the precautions, wash your hands. As a texter said, they saw someone sneeze into their hand and just go back to work. All right, minor inconvenience. If you sneeze in your hand, try not to, but if you do, go wash your hands. Someone else said they saw someone blow their nose into a napkin and put it on the bar last night. I mean, come on. Just be smart. Be smart. Be courteous. Be cautious. Don't be hysteric. Don't panic. But also don't ignore it. Again, let's just be mature adults. We'll get through this. A texter said on the text board, asked about NASCAR tomorrow. Now, this is according to Fox. So this is not confirmed by NASCAR yet, but it looks like NASCAR is still on. No fans. The truck race will be tonight. Tomorrow, the Cup race has been moved to 2 o'clock tomorrow with the Xfinity race at 7. So nothing on Sunday, which I think means NASCAR is going to get this weekend in and then probably suspend the season. But we'll see what happens. But as of right now, Cup race moved till 2 tomorrow for the texter. I've got two calls. When I get back, I promise to get to them and you here on WBEN. All right. Well, like I said, things are changing. And according now to multiple sources, NASCAR has canceled their race this weekend. So I apologize to the texter. I just said they moved their schedule. That is no longer the plan. They have canceled racing this weekend. So, again, what are you doing? How are you spending this weekend? Practicing social distancing, but keeping yourself entertained. What is the plan? 803-0930, star 930. Let's go to Lockport and talk to Cheryl. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning, Joe. How are you?
Cheryl, I'm doing okay.
I have a question, and maybe this is a dumb question, but do you know how places like the senior citizen centers and New York City send out tour buses?
Yes.
Are they stopping those, I would hope, especially like from New York City?
That's a good question. I don't know the answer, Cheryl, but during the break, I promise you I will contact somebody and get an answer for you.
Yeah, that would be helpful. Thank you. Because I'm concerned about that.
You got it. Now, Cheryl, how are you going to spend this weekend?
I don't know. I mean, this doesn't bother me to have to stay away from crowds at all. I'm concerned, and I want to do the things I can do, because I'm one of those people at risk. And just do what I have to do, wash my hands, use hand gel, soap.
Now, are you going to get, like, groceries and stuff delivered to you so you don't have the risk of...
Yes, my daughter's going out for me tonight.
Oh, that's awesome, Cheryl. Well, stay safe, and you know what? Hopefully, we'll contain this in no time and can get back to life as normal.
Yeah, I think everybody's doing a great job, the president, the governor, everybody, just to help contain it and do what we have to do.
I agree, and also, Cheryl, I'll get that answer for you during the break.
Thanks, Joe. Have a good day.
Thank you. You too. Have a good weekend. That's Cheryl in Lockport. Now let's go out of state, down to where everything is just a little bit bigger, and talk to Terry in Texas. Terry, good morning.
Morning. Ed, real quick, for a show, you've probably seen it, Ozark on Netflix.
I've heard of it. I have not seen it. But you know what, Terry? The time I have this weekend, I can probably get through a few series.
Jason Bateman, man. He's got witty dialogue. He's intelligent. You can keep up. It's awesome. Good show. And I think the third season is actually supposed to drop this month if it hadn't already.
Oh, nice. Well, I can easily get through two seasons.
Yeah, once you get addicted to the first two seasons, I've been waiting for like 8 months for the third season to drop, so hopefully that won't get postponed.
You know, that's the worst thing of these streaming services is you have all the episodes at your fingertips. And you watch them all at once. Like, we just finished watching this show called Virgin River. It's actually really good if you like those Hallmarky type shows. But we finished it, and now we have to wait until November for the third season.
Yeah, it's a shame they do that. Like, I was into Yellowstone. It came out on National Geographic, I think, had Kevin Costner. It was kind of like a cowboy version of Sons of Anarchy almost, but they waited too long between the first season and the second season, and I just lost interest. I was like, But anywho, so yeah, that was one of my suggestions. You know, I'm thinking about all the – I went shopping yesterday a little bit, but the only reason I did it was like preemptive or to be proactive, because we typically do our shopping on like a Sunday. And so there were things that I know that we needed. And I was like, well, better to go get them now rather than Sunday so that we know that we have them. We didn't intend on hoarding anything, just what we needed. And there was no toilet paper. This is at a, you know, big, you know, they buy things in bulk, basically, type warehouse store. No toilet paper. They had when I could typically get, like, I think it's like 30 bottles of water or something like that for a couple of bucks. They had none of those. You could still get water for a couple of bucks, but it was like 32 ounce bottles of water, and there was a 2-pack limit, which, you know, that's more than enough. I really don't even drink bottled water. I drink it out of the tap. My wife is into the bottled water, so, you know, I didn't care either way. If push comes to shove and we're in a water shortage before they shut the water facilities down, I'll just collect water in something, you know, that's kind of free, at least minimal charge where I'm at. But it, you know, all that aside, I'm wondering, because my mind is a little warped, I'm wondering right now, you see the stock exchanges up and down and whatnot, but what about, like, you know, Tinder? Are people hooking up right now?
Oh, my God. Terry, I didn't know the good way to ask that question, but since a caller did, now I can jump on it. I was wondering the same thing. You know, it's a boring weekend, but do you take that risk?
Well, people are out there. It'd be funny if people were like, yeah, I can deal with, you know, there's like at least 5 STDs that I'm glad I've never experienced any STD, just to be clear. There sounds like there's some painful ones out there. And I wonder if people are like, nah, I can deal with those, but this coronavirus, we're going to have to protect ourselves or just not do it at all or something like, because I'm also wondering about the Canadian ballet and what's going on there, because wouldn't it be awkward if like the performers performing, but they got like a mask on at the same time? I got to wonder how all this, because humans, you know, are weird.
Yeah, but I do wonder, the people on Tinder, are you still going to meet up for that date, or are you still swiping right? If anyone out there is on Tinder, shoot us a text, 3930. Let us know. Are you maybe holding back for a week or so, or are you still using the app? That's a great question, Terry.
I'm really wondering, because the other thing that I was thinking about, I couldn't make it work before I came on air with you, is, you know, because there's a lot of things that you could say against it, too. But you know, if you're single, wouldn't right now be a good time to go out and meet people? Because you can find out a few things about a person that's actually out having some drinks at a bar at the, you know, same time you are. You know, they seem like they're not the type to, you know, succumb to panic. You know, they're confident, and, you know, there's different things that would tell you. Or they could be stupid and just don't know anything about what's going on right now, and they're just out to get hammered. Who knows? I mean, there's a lot of ways, you know.
Yeah, I mean, like I've been saying the whole show, Terry, you want to be cautious. You know, you want to kind of be on that line of cautious, but still have, you know, still enjoy yourself, you know?
Yeah, I don't intend on, I mean, you know, I practice good hygiene, I think, as it is. My wife does as well. We're going to do, you know, what makes me mad is they're closing all these things. And I'm rarely in regular clothes. And when I'm not in regular clothes, I'm in workout clothes. But just for the heck of it, the other day I went out, I spent like $400 on, you know, some jeans, nicer shirts, T-shirts, just to have them in the closet, you know, have options, because it's been a little bit since I bought myself anything like that. And I'm like, nah, I got all these new clothes. I got no place to wear them because everything's getting shut down.
Terry, let me ask you, still going to the gym?
I have a pretty sufficient gym.
That's right, you do. That's right.
I mean, I don't have to worry about that, but the gym thing, because people are nasty at the gym, and I know it. That's one of the reasons why we kind of, you know, fortunately, we were able to buy some equipment and put it in the garage, and I can get a solid workout in my garage. But, yeah, no, I can imagine what it's like at the gym right now. They just had a guy, I think it was an ex-Miami Dolphins player, has a gym in Lubbock, Zach Taylor or somebody. Was he a Dolphin?
Sounds familiar.
Anyway, he's got a gym, and he's saying that his gym, their gym, the manager of that gym is saying that his gym is probably cleaner than the majority of the supermarkets that you're going to go into, because they have people cleaning 3 to 5 times a day, and all the members are responsible and blah, 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 blah. Obviously, they want to keep business up. I think, if anything, though, it's a good time to stay in shape and continue to work out, because, I mean, you're going to have to sprint for toilet paper when it drops back in stores, and you don't want to not be the one to get toilet paper because your cardio game is weak.
All right, Terry. Hey, by the way, a texter said Ozark, third season, March 27th. Got to go, man. Have a good weekend.
You too.
All right, this just in, because we've had a few callers asking. The Buffalo Diocese is urging parishioners to seek smaller gatherings. So the bishop dispens Catholics from Sunday and Holy Day Mass obligations. They say to seek smaller gatherings. That story breaking on our webpage, WBEN.com. Oh, and we're still waiting for, as long as it's a smaller gathering, I think bingo is still on, but we will keep you updated on that. 803-0930, *930. The text board open, 3930. 1/2 hour left of the Friday show here on WBEN.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Meet Natural Cycles, the only FDA-cleared and CE-marked birth control app that's built around your body. The Natural Cycles app pinpoints your fertile days by tracking shifts in your temperature, so you can plan or prevent pregnancy naturally. It's easy to use. Simply take your temperature in the morning with our free Bluetooth thermometer included with our annual plan. Or sync with your Oura Ring or Apple Watch. The app analyzes your data and tells you daily whether it's a fertile or non-fertile day. Natural Cycles is 93% effective with typical use and 98% effective with perfect use. But beyond effective birth control, the app helps you understand your body and cycle better than ever. And unlike some period tracking apps, Natural Cycles provides an advanced data protection program to keep your information private and secure. Ready to go hormone-free? Sign up for the Natural Cycles annual plan and get a free Bluetooth thermometer, plus 15% off your subscription with the code RADIO15 at naturalcycles.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You know, like I said, it's tough to follow. Every break, I come back in here, look at my phone, and something new is broken. It's just such a fluid, developing situation. Right now, here in this state, Nassau County has declared a state of emergency. They have 48 confirmed cases of coronavirus. Also, during that break, Lindsey Graham may have been exposed to second person with coronavirus. He was already exposed to one, and now it says a second person that Lindsey Graham had come in contact with has tested positive for the coronavirus. So, like I said, it is such a developing situation. Whatever you are doing this weekend, make sure you stay on top of everything here on WBEN. You can follow us on Twitter. If you want the alert sent to your phone, download the radio.com app, favorite WBEN, and how you do that is you find WBEN on the app, and then there's a little heart on the station. Click that heart, and then enable also notifications from the app, and you will get notifications from WBEN. Believe me, this is going to keep on developing. You are going to see more and more happen just before today's over. And like I said, the president speaking at 3 o'clock. As you heard, the bishop has temporarily removed mass obligation for local Catholics. And the diocese urges smaller gatherings. 803-0930. Let's get through these calls. Thank you all for holding. We will get to all of you. We'll start in Buffalo with Nick. Nick, good morning.
Good morning. You're saying that you're okay with what's going on because we're going to save some lives, and I agree with that. But what would you say to doing it annually during the flu season every year, which would probably save thousands of lives? And if you'd be against that, why are some lives more important than others? Like, I don't understand why we're doing so much here, but we're just ignoring everything else. Like,
well, Nick, I got two answers for you. I think, A, if as many people got coronavirus that got the flu, I mean, the mortality rate is up to 10 times worse than the flu. And it's just something we don't know. I mean, this is the flu. We prepare for it every year. And yes, unfortunately, it takes lives every year. But this is just something we don't know. It's so foreign to us that I think because of what could be, we want to make sure that doesn't happen.
Yeah, I find that weird. That, like, I heard a number the other day that it's like 145 people a day in the States die from the flu, and we just kind of ignore that. And I understand where this can potentially go, but we're already ignoring something that we know exactly where it goes every year. And we could easily stop thousands of those lives from dying if we took measures like this every year. So it just, I think if we do these measures this year, we're going to need to do these measures again with the next thing and the next thing. And eventually coronavirus is just going to be an everyday thing.
Well, I think in time we'll have a vaccine for coronavirus, maybe even a cure for coronavirus. We'll be able to get it under control. Also, this is so much more contagious than the flu. If I use the example with Howard Simon, if me, Howard, Randy, and Tony were all in this room together, okay, and I had the flu, only one of the other people would get the flu. If the four of us were in this room and I had coronavirus, it's likely all four would get coronavirus. It's just that much more contagious. And then you add the expected mortality rate. We're playing with such a dangerous virus.
Right, but is the expected mortality rate of that age group that you just specified, it's a very, very low. When we talk about expected mortality rate, the numbers that is driving that rate are the 80 and above or 70 and above or whatever it is, right? Like, I think our mission should be to protect the elderly. Instead of focusing on the whole general public, we should put all our eggs in one basket and protect the group that is most affected. I think we could be a lot more effective that way. You know, that's just my opinion.
Nick, and I welcome your opinion, Nick, and I thank you so much for calling. You have a good weekend.
You as well, sir. Take care.
Thank you. I think with this, because of everything that, like I said, the corona, this COVID-19, it lives on surfaces longer than the flu. It is more contagious than the flu. If as many people had coronavirus as had the flu, the mortality rate is 10 times that of the flu. You know, when I heard that mortality rate, and when I also heard that for every one, if you have the flu, most likely you'll give it to one other person. If you have coronavirus, you could give it to three other people. It's just so contagious. And for that high-risk group, it is so deadly. Yes, the flu, also, those at-risk groups have to be safe. But we have a vaccine for the flu. And we take those precautions. If you are sick, if you are sick and not in that at-risk group, well, you don't visit someone of that at-risk group. You know, I felt so bad when I got back home a few weeks ago and had developed the flu, because that weekend I was with my 95-year-old grandmother. I felt awful. If I knew I was sick, I obviously wouldn't have gotten anywhere near my 95-year-old grandmother. Now, luckily, her doctor put her right on Tamiflu to hopefully avoid it. She did. Nothing happened. So if you feel sick, if you feel run down, stay inside, avoid anyone you can, but obviously avoid those in that high risk group. And again, this is all about containment. This is something that we aren't familiar with. It is foreign, this COVID-19. But let's not be hysteric. And I'm going to keep on saying that. You're going to hear me say it on Sunday. Let's not be hysteric. Let's not go into panic mode. Let's just be cautious. Let's be responsible. 803-0930. Let's go back to Cheektowaga and talk to Helen. Helen, good morning.
Hi, Joe. Hey, I enjoy listening to you, and you're doing a wonderful job.
Thank you. Thank you, Helen.
And now my concern is, Joe, they're closing all these places and they're stopping at sports events and everything, but nobody has thought about the danger of those cloth grocery bags.
You know what? Someone just texted that in, Helen.
Pardon?
Someone just texted that in with the cloth grocery bags.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Anyway, if you stop and think, they've been taken into thousands of different stores. Then they're brought back into the store not knowing where they have been or who was sick or who's not sick. And they put them there, and the cashier touches them. She puts your groceries in, and away you go. And then it starts all over again. Don't they realize the harm in those cloth grocery bags?
You know, Helen, with this, you would think you'd want to avoid bringing something in from the outside like those bags with something like coronavirus that lives on surfaces for hours.
I know.
Good point, Helen. Hey, how are you keeping yourself safe during all this?
Yeah, I will. And you know what? You're doing a fantastic job. You got big shoes to fill, but you're doing a great job, Joe.
Helen, I appreciate that. Thank you so much. That is Helen in Cheektowaga. Opens the line for you at 803-0930. You know, in the last segment, Cheryl asked about senior citizen trips. We weren't able to get any information, but I would say call whoever was organizing that. But if you are in that at-risk group, I obviously wouldn't be traveling anywhere, especially New York. Again, give this time. It's a minor inconvenience, but for your health and others, give it time. We will get through this. We will contain this. We will beat this. We're the United States of America. All right, we got one segment left. Last thing before we hit the break. The song at the top of the hour was Mark Morrison, Return of the Mac, which is a great weekend song. And yes, this is a serious time. We need to take these things seriously. But every now and then, it's good to lighten things up for a few minutes. All right, one segment after this here on WBEN. As I always say on Friday, thank you everyone for joining me. It's always been a fun time. It's always a fun time doing this show, and when I get the opportunity to fill in for Sandy, always a lot of fun, and you guys make it a lot of fun with texts, calls, and the interaction on social media. So I appreciate that. Thank you so much every week for participating in the show. I really, really appreciate it. And again, nowhere else you're going to want to be to stay up to date on everything going on than right here on WBEN. WBEN.com, at News Radio 930, the radio.com app. Make sure you favor WBEN, enable notifications, and we'll keep you up to date. We'll let you know everything that's going on. A few more closings that happened during the break. The Buffalo Zoo will temporarily close starting tomorrow until the 28th at least. And now this is not confirmed, so do not go crazy, but it looks like at 3 o'clock, the President of the United States, when he gives that speech, will declare a national emergency. So be listening for that right here on WBEN. All right, to the calls we go, and we will take these in order. They called 40 seconds apart from each other. So let's start in Elma and talk to Rob. Rob, good morning.
Hey, Joe, how you doing? I'm calling from the Made in America store in Elma. How you doing today?
Rob, I'm doing well. Like that store a lot. What do you got for us?
Appreciate it. I'm the buyer for the store, Joe. And first thing I wanted to let your listeners know is we have plenty of 100% American-made toilet paper at the Made in America stores, especially at our flagship store in Elma. And I'd also like to encourage the listeners that if you are shopping, no matter whatever store you're shopping at, always look for Made in America. You know, I flipped over a hand sanitizer the other day, and it actually was made in China. And who would want to put sanitizer on their hands that's made in China right now? So I think what's happening, you know, the precautions that are taken are necessary. I think, you know, in my own opinion, some of it's a little bit overboard, but I understand why they have to do it. But always look to, no matter where you are, flip stuff over and buy American made. It's more important than ever right now.
Yeah, Rob, now you do have the toilet paper.
We have plenty of toilet paper. We have pallets at our flagship store in Elma, 1000 West Maple Court in Elma. 652-4872 is the number. And it is selling fast, but we have a whole stock room full. So just let everybody know that. And it's 100% American made. So there you go.
Rob, that is great information. Now, let me ask you on a personal level, how are you preparing for this? And has it had an impact on business yet?
Hasn't really had an impact on business. I think we're seeing a little bit of an uptick. I think people are—they're not going away as much. I personally had a trip planned for a cruise that I canceled. Still going to Florida, spend time with the family, have a sick stepfather there. But outside of that, we're seeing a little bit of an uptick right now because I think people are staying home and they're—you know—they want to get out and do stuff. They don't want to be confined, you know, in their house.
Well, that's good. Good for you, Rob. And hey, when you go on that trip, just be safe. All right.
Will do. Appreciate the time, and thank you. God bless.
Rob, thank you. That's Rob and Elma letting everyone know the Made in America store has Made in America toilet paper by the pallets. So if you're looking, you got another place to add to the list. Like I said, went to three stores yesterday, couldn't find any. and didn't want to wait in line for the food, so we got a pizza, but we literally have nothing in the apartment. We were supposed to be in New York, leaving in 2 hours. So instead, we will have to find a way to get to the store, stand in the line, and stock the place back up. All right, let's go to Attica and talk to Lauren. Lauren, good morning.
Well, got a can of worms for you.
Okay.
As you know, I live in Attica, so we've got two correction facilities here. And as of yesterday, our governor or the commissioner of corrections wouldn't stop the visiting program. These people travel from highly active places with this coronavirus and buy a lot of goods in the stores here locally for packages for the inmates. And heaven forbid it got in the communities here that we don't have any of the disease of this virus yet. But and if it hit the correctional facilities, oh my goodness, with the inmate population and staff, because they're within close proximity of each other, all, you know, frisking good stuff coming in the jail and everything like that. And I don't think anybody's done anything about it.
All right. Well, we will definitely stay on top of that information, look into it. Thank you for the insight. All right. So with sports on hold, with most events on hold, like I said, on your way home, pick up dinner somewhere. I think I will definitely be finding a fish fry to have tonight. Even if you're going to go to a bar and enjoy a drink, social distancing. And you know what? If you have to sneeze, either sneeze into your sleeve, or if you sneeze in your hand, excuse yourself and go wash your hands. It's not that difficult. Like I said, let's be cautious. Let's not be hysterical. Let's be cautious. Let's approach this like adults. And again, let's put the politics on hold. I think this is a time to put the politics on hold. Let's get through this. Let's work together. Let's not blame one side or the other side and say this is a conspiracy. All right, we don't need a bunch of Alex Jones out there right now. What we need is to come together, unite, fight this thing, contain it, get rid of it, and then we can get back to life as usual as we can. Get back to, and you know what? As soon as we do that, then we can get back to politics. We can get back to attacking one side and the other side attacking that side and talking about how awful this person is. We can get back to that. But first, let's worry about this. Let's tackle this together. You know, I say this a lot on my politics shows. I say this a lot on social media. The beauty of the United States of America is that we can have these different ways of thinking, right? We can have all these different opinions. But at the end of the day, we're Americans. At the end of the day, we're Western New Yorkers. So why can't we put the things we disagree about, put those aside for a while? Put those aside for a few months. Work on beating this, getting a vaccination, containing it, all that good stuff. Let's work together. Let's not worry about if we're a conservative or if we're a liberal or if we're a libertarian. Let's not think of any of, let's not worry about that right now. Let's worry about the better of everybody. And then, like I said, hopefully by May or by June, we've got this under control and we can get back to arguing about politics and things that right now seem so petty and so minor. We can get back to our sports. We can get back to our events. We can start running again. So I don't want everyone to go hysterical. We don't need to all panic. But yes, we can take this seriously. We can be cautious. We can wash our hands. Oh my gosh, can we please wash our hands? And we don't need to point fingers at one political side or the other. Let's do what we can to unite and defeat this virus. I don't think that's asking too much. I really don't. But whatever it is you're doing this weekend, enjoy it. Stay safe. Again, if you feel sick, stay home. All right? Let's be cautious. Let's enjoy ourselves, obviously, but be cautious. I will be out Monday, Tuesday, but I will be here on Sunday with Brenda Alacy for Hardline. Catherine McStofferson will be our guest early on in the show. We'll talk finances. We'll talk the market, where it's going from here. We see an up day right now on the Dow. We'll see what happens on Saturday, tomorrow. Make sure you tune in to Inside High School Sports with Tony Caligiuri at 10 a.m. on WGR 550. Sandy will be back on Monday. Like I said, I'll be back Wednesday here on WBEN.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Bitcoin might sound complicated, but the Gemini credit card makes it so simple. Use it like any credit card. Buy lunch, gas, or your weekly groceries, and you'll earn up to 4% back instantly in Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos straight to your account. No annual fee. And right now, you can grab a $200 Bitcoin intro bonus. It's the easiest way to start building your Bitcoin stash. Go to Gemini.com/card to learn more. Terms apply. Issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must be approved by June 30th, 2025 and spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other Gemini credit card terms, see rates and fees.
Baseball's all about the games, and the best in daily gaming is on the MLB app, where every day starts with new puzzles and challenges. Test your skills with MLB Pickle, the ultimate mystery player challenge, and Immaculate Grid, where stats and strategy collide. Or chase the $5.6 million jackpot and beat the streak, presented by BetMGM. And for an all-new spin on fantasy sports, there's Spinball. The game's official home for games is on the MLB app. MLB trademarks used with permission. No purchase necessary. Restrictions apply. For official rules, go to MLB.com/play/official rules.